Athenry Camogie manager Catherine Duan. Catherine, the big day is around the corner.
It is indeed, yeah. We're a few days away, or a few days out from the All-Ireland Club final, so the girls are preparing well. We did a good training session this evening, and things have gone well the last few weeks, so everyone's in good form and looking forward to the big day ahead.
We're here in the GAA club just less than 2 weeks before actually Sunday's game. And of course, you know, getting to All-Ireland finals is one thing, but as Athenry would know, you'd know yourself in 2007 and 2009, that feeling of disappointment when you don't get over the line and you'd be hoping for better fortune.
Yeah, I suppose it's over 10 years ago now, and there's a couple of survivors from those kind of devastating defeats. Both days we were well bet out the park in 2007, and we came within a point, I think, in 2009 or maybe 2 points, but up against good opposition in Cashel. I think, looking back on it myself, maybe 2006 and 2008 were the years we potentially probably should have won in All-Ireland. So those girls will have those thoughts in the backs of their heads and trying to make amends for those couple of games and bring home an All-Ireland medal. And then for the younger girls who are involved and who would have been very, very young at the time of those games, that's only history to them. It's not relevant. So they're just gearing up and looking forward to a final. And final being played in Croke Park is a great thing for any club player. And a lot of these girls haven't and mightn't ever play County Camogie, so they may not ever get the opportunity again. So it's a great chance. And you know, fair play to the Camogie Association for reaching the agreement with Croke Park, because I know at the time, 10 years ago, when we would have been fighting out those senior club All-Irelands, we played them in smaller venues around the country, and you know, it's a good arrangement to have in place with headquarters that these Camogie club players get the opportunity to play on the hallowed turf.
As you mentioned there, 2009 in Clarecastle was actually the last time that the All-Ireland Cup final didn't take place in Croke Park. And after the disappointment of those two defeats, the first year in Croke Park, and you see Climber winning an All-Ireland title.
Yeah, that's right. I was on the way home from the hospital with my firstborn that day, so there was other things on my mind. So listening to the Galway Bay commentary and listening to Climber running out in Croke Park, I was certainly envious that day, but it's been there since. So Like I said earlier, it's a great achievement. It's a great thing for club players to look forward to. And I won't lie to you, it's something that's maybe the players weren't aware of or they weren't clued into. But when I took the job on early 2017, it was something that was on my mind as a prize at the end of the year. If we continue to be successful and we first achieved our goal, which was getting promoted, and after that, it was making the All-Ireland final day in Croke Park. So it's a huge opportunity. And like I said, it's a big prize. So, you know, they've worked hard to get there.
Catherine, as you say that as well, I suppose when Athenry did get relegated at the end of 2016, it's in shockwaves throughout the county scene, because it was only, as we talked on there, the turn of the decade when the four county titles were won in a row. But you've mentioned about players that were there from those teams in 07 and 09, and of course a new generation of players coming through as well. You have a nice blend of youth and experience coming into this game.
Yeah, we do indeed. I mean, when a team is successful for a few years in a row, and it would have happened to our hurlers as well back in the early noughties, you often lose a generation after the success. So you'll see within our squad now here, you'd have girls in their 30s and now girls in their teens and early 20s, practically a 10-year age gap. And that's because of that lost generation, because you have a successful team. And unfortunately, clubs often neglect the youth or the juveniles coming through, or often the second adult team isn't as strong and those girls fade away. So it's kind of a natural progression. You see it in a lot of clubs. So, you know, what we have are young girls coming through, 16-year-olds on the team, and girls who are 19, 20, 21. And like I said, the success are four county titles in the mid to late noughties, you know, means nothing to them girls. They're trying to write their own history. So, you know, it's a big thing for them. And they obviously look up to the likes of Jean and Therese and Jesse and Noreen and stuff, but you know, they're trying to be the younger girls' heroes coming through as well, and that's what's nice about this team. And I mean, there's a 20-year age gap between the youngest and the oldest, so you know, it's certainly a broad panel of players to be managing, and there's different scenarios for each of them that are important in their lives at the time. So it was about trying to find that right mix and get them bonded and get them together. Was the main plan for this year, and we've certainly achieved that. If we achieve or we don't win an All-Ireland at the end of it, I think what we've done is brought the adult team in this club back together again and unified them, and hopefully that'll you know, reap benefits as a senior club now again for the next few years.
You mentioned unify, and I think that's the most key word of the whole lot, because we've seen many established clubs in various different sports fall apart after dropping down. But Athenry rallied back, first time of asking. You were favourites during the county championship, or were met Workforce?
Yeah, we were. There was no easy game. Certainly all our group matches weren't easily won. The semi-final and the final as well were tight encounters. And like you said, we were favourites throughout, and everyone wants to beat favourites and knock them down, and everyone had a ploy or a plan against how to contain our one or two star forwards. But what was interesting and what was key for us all year was when those star forwards, or if somebody didn't perform, it was the younger girls that were stepping up, or you know, other girls were you know, taking on the mantle and bringing it forward, which was probably lacking in the year before. And you know, they just lost game after game after game when they got relegated that year, and I think no matter what they did, it just seemed like the year just went against them. Whereas this year, you know, plenty of things were thrown at them, but at each point they seemed to stand up to it, and they had an answer for it, which, you know, pleased us greatly from the sideline. And it just shows, I suppose, how much they matured in the year, and the few older girls coming back, the assistance they gave and trying to pull them along, and you know, I suppose, lead them and show by example. But you know, what I'd be hoping for All-Ireland final day is that it's those young ones that stand up and are counted again, which they have done all year for us.
We'll talk about some of those older and younger players first. We'll just quickly touch on the older ones there, I say it, but you mentioned a few of them already. Well, I wouldn't describe Jessie as old anyway, or should be given out to me. But to see Gina Glynn and Trace Maher back in Croke Park, I think it's a treat not just for Athenry fans, but for Galway fans, full stop.
These girls have 8 All-Stars between them. They're two of the best, I said after the county final, they're two of the best that ever played for Galway. So, you know, you underestimate them at your peril. Gina's running around like a 14, 15-year-old. You'd pick her out as a young one on the pitch. She certainly doesn't show her age. She wouldn't like me saying that either. But, you know, she's fantastic, and she shores up our full back line, and she sweeps in behind. She does everything that you'd ask of her. And you know, there's what can one say about Therese? You know, playing with her down through the years, I don't think I've ever played with anyone who has such higher work rate as her, and just the amount of effort she puts in, and there's no lost cause, or there's no ball that's lost, or you know, the heart, and she's inspirational really. So she's, you know, the two of them coming back really was key, and out of everyone, you know, having those two girls, they'd push everyone in training, you know, they'd lead them out, and to us, they're, you know, you can't really replace them. But what they've done, I suppose, is showed, and certainly hopefully the young ones going forward it'll take on some of their traits and bring them forward in the club, because you know, they won't be here forever either. And like you said, it's fantastic to see them going out in Croke Park again. I think it might be 20 years since Therese first played there, maybe more, 21. So you know, that's a fantastic story in itself, so it's great for the two of them.
Now, we've talked as well, not just as the older generation, but the younger ones coming through as well. We've spoken to two of them tonight. Derva Higgins looks a very determined forward. No doubt we'll be hearing plenty of her maroon and white, whether it's club and county. And your captain, Lorna Hannan, who's proved to be an inspirational choice.
Yeah, Lorna, when I looked at making a captain early in the year, I wanted somebody kind of... I didn't want to go with your obvious selection from the older girls, and Lorna's a great fit in between. She comes from a good hurling family. Her brothers are heavily involved in the club here in Athenry as well. And Lorna mightn't say a whole pile on the pitch or be roaring and shouting at the girls at training, but she certainly leads by example, and we've seen that in all her performances this year. She really has. She had a brilliant semi-final and a brilliant county final as well. So she's, you know, when you see her strength and physicality, and like I said, she's just playing and leading by example on the pitch. So Lauren she's a great girl, and she's certainly the go-between the older generation and the younger girls, and has brought them together, and you know, always willing and able, and just a good character. So I don't know if it was an inspirational pick, but certainly it's worked out quite well.
Well, you're in Crow Park anyway. We've talked about two double acts, and I suppose these two young guns will have a big say. You made the decision to put Jessica Gill back at centre-back this season. It seems to have worked out, and Noreen Cohn could well have the keys as she gets a run of ball in the final.
Yeah, Noreen, Crow Park should suit Noreen, the space, and I think, you know, the couple of performances she's had up there for Galway have shown that, you know, she enjoys it, and Noreen's a very skillful player, so you'd hope that the extra space and the good first touch she has, she should be able to exploit any weaknesses they may have in their backs. And then Jessie at centre-back is a very strong player. She's, you know, by and far, probably the most naturally gifted that I've seen over my years. And, you know, she's very good attacking onto the ball, and she reads the game quite well. So, you know, putting her back centre-back to me was an easy decision. I kind of put it to her that I'd become manager if she went centre-back, and we'd row about it all year long. But I think she's eventually coming around to it, and she's actually starting to enjoy it. So if anything I've achieved this year, it's to turn Jessie around and get her thinking that, you know, because by and far when she was 15 or 16, she was definitely the best centre-back in the country. So, you know, she hates me saying it, but she's fantastic back there, and she's a rock. And, you know, you have that sense of security when she is playing in that position, and sure, she can clear at 60 or 70 yards and, you know, relieve that pressure. So she's great to have there. And she's like I said, a rock. So without her, I don't think the season would have gone the way it's gone. So, you know, I'm delighted for her, and she deserves her big day out in Crow Park as well, because she's had a lot of disappointments and a lot of injuries down through the years.
It took her a while, I suppose, to get the enthusiasm to the job. She told me that herself, but it's worked well. The defence has been very, very solid against this Moor, and now with Johnstown Bridge in the final, Adnoy will probably go into this game as slight favourites, again being the Galway team as much as anything else, and the experience of some of the players we've mentioned there as well. But it's Kildare are a growing county, and Johnstown Bridge are deserving All-Ireland finalists.
Yeah, they are. I'd agree. If you look at the teams on paper and you look at Galway being a premier county, like, we should be favourites, or we probably are favourites. But looking at Johnstown Bridge, they've won their last six or seven county senior titles in their own club. They've won the last two junior All-Irelands, and on foot of that, they are now in the intermediate club All-Ireland. They beat last year's runners-up and last year's winners. So they're actually on a winning streak of 3 or 4 years here at this stage. So, you know, they're not shy of success. And they obviously have some sort of winning formula in place, and they've strong dual players and strong county players down their spine. So, you know, we're not underestimating them by any means. It's all obviously a big day out for them as well. But like I said, you know, you underestimate teams at your peril. And if you look down through kind of the roll of honour of this intermediate club All-Ireland championship, you probably, if you're looking at the runners-up and the winners over the last 5 or 6 years, you could easily flip them in advance, thinking, oh, they'd be favourites, or the year Ardrahan or Aircourt went up, you'd probably think they were favourites, and, you know, both were well beaten on days up there as well. So, you know, we're not going to take anything, underestimate any team or take anything for granted, and prepare as well as we can prepare. But sure, we'll see what they bring on the day, and hopefully we'll be able to match it.
And it's a very good point as well, Catherine. And even when we talk at Sarsfield's, Michael Hopper-McGrath is always quick to point out the difference between club and county. But for Galway teams, we talked about Climber earlier on, but since then, Galway haven't had luck in these All-Ireland Club Finals in Crow Park. I think they've lost five seniors in finals in a row. You mentioned Aircourt and Ardrahan, who's in the intermediate. And the one that we did win since, Castlegar in 2013, was played in Ashbourne.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, I was at that match as well. A good friend of mine, Ashlyn, was playing. And that wasn't an easy one as well. Now, it's hard. It's, you know, O'Donovan Ross abet us in 2006. We probably underestimated them when we came out of the county championship as well. It is team, and they're an Antrim team. It's teams from these lesser counties at club level that are able to pull it together. And I don't know if it's that they're able to train together all year long, and maybe county or Galway club teams have their county players gone most of the year, and it can be difficult logistically to organise training, and then perhaps there's a big gap between your county final and your All-Ireland series or whatever it is. Like you said, Galway teams just haven't had that success. I know in 06, 07 and 08, 09, when we were winning the glory days, let's call them, we would have went straight into an All-Ireland semi if they were played pre-Christmas. So often that can help because you're not taking that kind of long break in between, which, like I said, can be quite difficult to manage. But hopefully ourselves and Sarsfields will turn that around now next weekend, and it'd be fantastic for both clubs and even indeed for Galway Camogie at the start of the year if both clubs were successful. And I know they've put in serious effort and they look sharp, and you know, beating that Burgess Doherty team, who to me were probably favourites for the senior club championship, it was a big scalp for them. So I mean, they'll take on Shlach Neil, and I'm sure they've learned a lot from last year as well. So I can see success for them, and hoping for success at our end as well this weekend.
Catherine, just three more questions before we let you go. And it was actually touching on one point I was going to ask you about. It's great for the support for Galway that the two clubs, not too far away from each other, are heading up on the same day. And no doubt Sarsfield supporters will be up early to cheer on Athenry, and Athenry supporters will be holding on to cheer on Sarsfields afterwards.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, it's a great achievement to have the two clubs up, and they wouldn't be neighbouring, but they're not too far away. So it should be a great day out, like I said, for Galway Camogie. So hopefully, and as well, it should encourage more neutrals to come. But we've had great support around the town, and certainly there's a good buzz and plenty of people talking about it. So hopefully we'll bring a lot from locally here as well, from a supporter's perspective. So you know, it's great. It's female sports often don't get the recognition they deserve or should get. So hopefully on the day we'll have a lot travelling, and hopefully Sarsfields will have the same. And like I said, there'll be success, and both sets of supporters will be able to be happy coming down the motorway.
It'll be a 5-week gap between the Lismore game and the Johnstown Bridge game, and no doubt yourself, your management team and the club have been very, very busy, and no doubt a lot of people you'll want to thank for their help as well in getting you prepared for this match.
Yeah, we've a great management team involved all year long, and you know, without them my job has been pretty simple. I turn up, I don't have keys, I don't have equipment, I don't have gear, I don't wash jerseys, I don't bring food for the matches. There's people involved like Veronica Gahan and Frank Shea and Steve Gahan, and then I have Tom Page and Dermot Monaghan and Des Cohn as selectors in with us. So without all those guys, you know, this really wouldn't have been possible. We've had a couple of guest coaches in as well over the last few weeks to assist in just the hurling preparations too. So you know, there's been loads involved. Our committee are very good and very committed as a committee. So you know, anything we've asked of, we've got, and we haven't been refused. So like, you know, we've done all we can to prepare the girls. They've had a good 4 weeks, another week of training, and I suppose the big thing that I wanted to ensure was that I left no stone unturned in their preparations, and hopefully we've done that. And if it goes against us on the day, so be it. But you know, we kind of go with a no regrets attitude, in that, you know, we've done all we can, and if the other team are better on the day, that'll be the case. But I've full faith in the girls then, and you know, I can't see any other outcome, only a victory for them. So, you know, hopefully that'll be the case.
And that leads me exactly to our final question. If it all falls into place and Athenry, Lorna Hannan gets up in the Hogan stand and lifts the trophy, and Athenry All Ireland champions, proudest day of your career?
I'll probably be very envious and jealous. I think I'd love to be talking out myself. I was always one for the glory and the big occasion. I loved going.
You're the manager, you can add yourself in it late, like.
Yeah, it's very much not. I was explaining this to someone the last day. I think I'd be from the Jim Gavin School of Management. In the it's not down to management at all. It's down to the 15 players or the 5 subs or whoever comes on, and certainly the 28 girls who've been training all year long. It's down to their commitment and what they do, and you know, it's up to them when they cross the line. You can't blame or you can't praise management for whatever they do. It's the players that win, and it's their achievement. So I certainly, you know, I'd be proud of them and happy for them. A sense of satisfaction, certainly, from my own perspective. But if I'd be certainly somewhat envious not being able to get to play out in Croke Park. But you know, like I said, it'll be their achievement, and they've given all the blood, sweat and tears over the last 15 months. So, you know, hopefully it'll be well deserved. And like I said, please God, we come out on top.
Well, hopefully so, Catherine. A lot of work to do between now and then, but all going well, we'll be talking with a happy and successful team at the end. Thank you very much for joining us tonight, and very, very best luck on Sunday again at Johnstone Bridge.
Great. Thanks very much, Darren.